Mad Marv's Notebook for August 16th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2015. Well, the Toastmasters convention is over. Everybody is more or less on their way back home. I was on a bunch of group emails last night where everybody's trying to figure out, oh, when's your flight? When's your flight? And have a safe trip, everyone. We'll see you back home tomorrow, or probably Monday, which reminds me, I've got a meeting, a Toastmasters meeting, my regular club meeting, on the Monday after I come back. Luckily, I don't have a speech. At least I think I don't have to do a speech tomorrow. Well, we'll see. I can probably shuffle. Whip up something. I must have a story or here. Some story from here I can probably use to build a speech. Because I don't have much else to do until my flight leaves tonight at 6 p.m. I'm recording this around 9 o'clock. Remembering that I should probably take advantage of whatever Wi-Fi I have in the hotel room before I check out. Can upload this and be done with that for a day. But my plans for today is to just cruise around, I guess. Not do all that much. I probably should have scheduled something for a little earlier of a flight. But, oh well, I guess it gives me more time to sleep in, which is a nice luxury. Turns out I probably should have slept in a lot more days than I did this trip. I'm starting to feel the need for a vacation from the vacation syndrome, right? And the whole thing is I got another trip, Dragon Con trip, coming up at the end of this month. So another 2 weeks away from today. Have the countdown timer on as a widget on my home screen telling me I've only got 16-17 days left until we leave for Dragon Con in Atlanta. And this whole trip has been a nice experiment in packing again. I'm using the same suitcase as I did last time. It's a half hard shell case and half soft case, so I can put some stuff in the bottom half, close that up tight, and then have it reasonably protected, and leaves me a lot of empty, space, stuff that can expand on the top. I think I can finally pack a light stand with me this time around. At least I packed two light stands when I came to Vegas, and they survived the trip intact in the lower half of the case. So I think I'll try and take that again to Dragon Con. Prior to this, I think if Clinton listens to this, he knows that whole light on a stick that I've been doing. I've been just using a monopod and holding it up one-handed while I take pictures. Now I get to use a real light stand, so I don't have to worry about it. I can leave it standing and not worry about it falling over and breaking a flash like it did 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. Yeah, that was painful. Luckily, I had a spare flash. Yeah, listen to me bringing spare flashes and spare cameras to Dragon Con. At least I'm not counting on losing stuff anymore, or breaking stuff. Anyway, that's the next big thing coming up. I'm pretty sure at least a fair amount of people here are going to start talking about their Dragon Con plans coming up in the next week, or definitely in the next week or two. Anyway, I think that's long enough for today. I'm going to have a pretty casual day, and as I've downloaded everything and now I have time to listen to all of the podcasts, I think I'm going to be playing catch up for most of the day. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.